Yes, she has arrived in studio. It's 4:48, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And Meredith Summers has been covering the Mega Millions story. And,
Hovering anymore? It's more like depression setting in.
Yeah.
Just coping with
did
the loss.
Did you buy a ticket?
I did. I put in $10 with two of my coworkers on the Metro desk. And at 11 o'clock on Friday, I was staring at my phone and staring at the tickets that I had.
Yeah.
It was not to be.
Do you have any numbers at all? I only had one out of 12 bucks.
Yeah, that's one. So
I had like
one
number. I'm going, how much do I get for this?
Well, if you got the Mega Ball, you got at least $2, but that I didn't get even get the Mega Ball.
I didn't get close to anything.
Nope.
But I will say this. The story out of Baltimore County.
Yeah.
At this is the 7-Eleven on Liberty Road.
Yes, in Milford Mill. Yes.
And I went to high school right behind that 7-Eleven.
Why didn't you get them there?
Milford Mill High School. I spent 1 year there, my sophomore year in high school. And the next year, a new school opened up the road, and I ended up going
so you
there.
Went
but,
there.
But my sister graduated from Milford Mill, and I got to tell you something. At lunchtime, we didn't like the food in the cafeteria.
Slurpee time.
Zipping through the woods. We'd run to 7-Eleven or the Burger King right next door.
Ooh.
And that's what we did as kids. Who knew? Who knew that they would be the
that's
home?
A good, maybe next big lottery, I'll just go back to my high school, wherever the closest convenience store is.
Yeah, you never know. So anyway, we still don't know, though, do we?
Nope, nope. Nobody knows, at least last time I checked. It was three jackpot winners, at the very least, which means that they'll split the big $640 million.
Yeah. They'll all take the cash. So that'll be like, what, $400 or
I think
something
they did. Yeah, and when you factor in taxes, it's like $100-something. I mean, really, who needs $100 million anymore?
Yeah.
That's like chump
million.
Change.
Yeah, it doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah,
really. What's the next one worth now, like 12 bucks?
Actually, it's like $12 million. Yeah, I know. Can you imagine? I don't even worry about the recession anymore.
Doesn't that strike you as being odd that people, there is that, and we spoke of this, there is that threshold
absolutely.
That all of a sudden, everyone gets on board.
All of a sudden, it's big money. Yep. But before that.
But a million or two doesn't mean anything.
$12 million. There really are homes you can't buy in this area for that much. It's like.
No, it's true.
It's crazy.
It's true.
Yep. $12 million it'll be drawing on Tuesday night.
Yeah. Hey, did I see where the lots of $250,000 winners?
There were. There were nine in combined in Maryland and Virginia. So we had.
That's unreal.
Well, what is like awful is that they got five of the six numbers, and that last number, the Mega Ball number, which if on your ticket it was the one on the far right, in the yellow ball.
Uh-huh.
They got all those numbers except for that one, and so you would think it'd be a little bit more. I mean, five out of six is pretty good, but nope, you get $250,000.
Well, you know, I wouldn't.
It's nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah, really.
I'll take it. I talked to two of the owners of one guy in Maryland, one in Virginia, who own the stores that sold the tickets. And
did they
guy,
get a chunk of money
they
for
do.
The
they
$250?
Got, yeah, they got, I think it was like between $700 and $1,000. It depends. I mean, Virginia, I think, gives a little bit less commission than Maryland. But the guy in Maryland is going to get $1,000.
They get big money, though, if they sell the...
I think they're getting $100,000, for the people who got sold.
Yeah,
like that 7-Eleven up in Milford Mill will get $100,000.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's a lot of hot dogs. A lot of Slurpee.
It sure is, yeah.
Yeah.
And I saw there was a lady that owned the convenience store or wherever was out in Kansas or something. Mm-hmm. She was jumping up and down.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the guy in Baltimore has been really quiet. I think he just was so overwhelmed by all the media there on Saturday. He was, zipped.
Yeah.
But other people, I think, are starting to warm up to the idea.
I'm hearing some story about some woman who claims she has the winning ticket, but and she went out and bought a bunch of tickets for coworkers, but the ticket – That's the winning ticket that she claims she has.
Conveniently not available for for showing everyone.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows? But Steven Martino, the executive director of the Maryland Lottery, was on the Today Show this morning and said Matt Lauer asked him. He said, "Have you met this woman? Has she brought forward a ticket?" And he said, "Nope, nobody's come forward with the ticket to verify." So we're all still waiting.
Yeah, why would this woman come forward and give her name?
Right, and he said, Steve Martino, he says, it's kind of unfortunate that yesterday was April Fool's Day. So, and of course, here's the day after, or 2 days after this huge record-breaking lottery.
Huh.
So we'll see. But I would be very surprised if anybody came forward.
I think in this day and age, most people have had enough warning that you need a financial advisor.
You need
an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make sure you do this right because that's a lot of money. You know, that's money that people will commit crimes over, and we all know that. You know, the last thing you want to do is identify family members, where you are, you know, how much.
where you were.
Right. Let the whole world know.
Yep.
You know, that you won.
Big target on your back.
Yeah, there's. I remember it now. This will take you way, way back, long before you were even around. But I remember the first lottery winner in Maryland. His name was Paul McNabb. He won $1 million.
My gosh.
He worked at Dunkin' Donuts over in Reisterstown, Maryland, in Baltimore County. And I know because I covered this story.
Wow.
All right. The guy won $1 million, $50,000 a year for 20 years. All right.
Man.
Now, back then, that was a significant amount of money, probably equivalent of $250,000 a year, whatever it was. By the end of the following summer, he had no money.
Really?
Well,
what was he spending it on?
Well, first of all, the night he won, he literally was lighting cigarettes with $100 bills. Now, we don't even know where he got the $100 bills that night because he hadn't received his money yet.
Oh, yeah.
But he was standing in the Dunkin' Donuts with every TV crew imaginable watching him. He's standing behind the counter where he used to make the donuts, smoking cigarettes that he had lit with $100 bills.
That's
right?
Just like,
A year later, he had no money. He had people in Las Vegas sent a plane out for him and brought him out there. And then I think what he did is take one of those annuity buyouts, you know, where a company will step in and say, why wait 19 more years to get this? We'll give you X number of dollars now. And he took it and he was out of money in no time. And then, you know, I saw years later, I saw some stories on him and he just blew it.
I can't even. Part of me is like, I could totally see myself doing that too, even with $500 million. But at the same time, I mean, there's so many television shows and stories. People will either, like, it runs the gamut. You get people like Kim who totally squander, and then you get people who make the world a better place. And then there's people in the middle that are like, this isn't exactly what I was hoping for.
Well, you know what cracks me up? You hear about people like Allen Iverson.
Mm-hmm.
Guy made millions and millions and millions of dollars, and he's down to the point where he's got to go play ball in a foreign country to make enough to survive on. What the heck were you doing with all your money?
Right? Like, it takes an effort to spend that much money.
No kidding.
I mean, you could, I guess, buy a car and buy fancy food every day. But still, you would just think some of that in the bank would be generating some kind of interest.
Well, you know, it's funny. I talked to a guy that at a previous radio station, which I worked, he was the financial guy there. Mm-hmm. And he evidently has represented some lottery winners in the past.
Really?
And he said, he goes, what I normally tell people is this. You just want a whole lot of money. We're going to set aside this much money for you to go do whatever you want.
Get that out of your system.
You want to go buy the house. You want to go buy a new car. You want to buy this. You want to pay for your kids' college. You want to do whatever. You know, there's the money.
Yeah.
But the rest of it, we take and we invest. And you will make money off that money every single year.
That's a smart man.
And if it's done right, you never have to touch the principal.
You never have to work again. Yeah,
you know?
That's so smart. I think everybody, if you get that kind of money, you want to spend a little bit of it. There's just no way it couldn't burn a hole in your pocket.
Yeah. I mean, like Saturday, had I won, on Friday night, I would have gone out.
You would have picked up Ann and me in your limo.
Yeah, exactly. But I would have, in celebrating the big Kentucky win, I would have gone and purchased a car and then turned it over in the road and then set it afire.
At your own private little riot.
Yeah, have my own little
riot. Parks
riot. I could buy friends. Hey, come on over here, riot with me. I'll give you $100.
You can buy a police force to come over and arrest you.
I would buy police cars, and then I would hire cops, my own cops.
For you. Oh, this sounds like so much fun. All right, we'll enter tomorrow's lottery, and then we'll do another riot.
All right, it's only 12 mil tomorrow.
I don't know how far that's going to get us. That might get us like...
All right, Meredith, well, let me know if you hear anything more on this, all right?
I will let you know.
All right, you're in charge. Thank you. Meredith Summers, 4:57, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth.